Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The first sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin is the first two words, Bekedusha Umechira. The Gemara is explaining ways that Reishis Hagez is more similar to Bechor than to Maase Behema, and the Gemara mentions two things, and let's explain the second one first, and then we'll work backwards. It says Mechira, that means that both Reishis HaGeiz and Mechar are considered Mamim Bailim, Mamim Hedyet. Once it's given to the Kohen is able to sell the Reishis HaGeiz because it has no Kedusha at all. The Bechar also, once it's given to the Kohen is able to sell it, even though Bechar does have Kedusha, but it's Kachem Kalim. And the Gemara Rav Akam Adaf Yud Beis says, Rav Yisai Glili Aymer Kachem Kalim Mamim Bailim Heim. And so, according to Rav Yisai Glili, the Kohen is able to sell the Bechar. But Maase Behema, even though Maase Behema is really also Kachem Kalim, of his actually, the Gemara and Bechar is Taflamed Beis, and this also may be familiar to us from the Gemara and Rav Akam, it appears on Yud Gimel, that by Maase Behema there's a special Gezeiras HaKasav of Lo Yigael, from which we learn that it's Einei Nimkar. Since there's a Gezeiras HaKasav of Einei Nimkar, so in this way, Maase Behema is different than Reishis HaGeiz and Bechar, that there's no Uzchus of Mechira. That's the second word. Now what about the previous word, the word Kedusha? So Rashi brings down that some learn, Lishna Achrina Amrila, Rashi calls it, that the word Kedusha really refers to the same halacha be'etzem, just a different version of it. That the word Kedusha means Kedusha Isha, and whatever we just said about Mechira is also true for Kedusha Isha, that Reishis HaGeiz and Bechar, since they're Mamim Bailim, so you can be Mekadshim by Yisa Isha. Mashayin can be Yisa Behemu. We learn from Leiga El that it's in him, because you can't be Mekadshim by Yisa Isha. Now, before we see Rashi's comment on this, this Pshat of the Yish Mepharshim is a Shtikol Tzarech Bir, that if it's Taka the same din all over again, it's just another example of the same din. So why does it count as two? The Gemara is counting up ways that Reishis HaGeiz is more similar to Bechor, and ways that it's more similar to Maase Behema, and the Gemara is counting this as two, which L'cheir is Shver, if it's just two examples of the same thing, that B'lined will come back to in a short while. But Al Kaponim, this is the Pshat of the Yish Mepharshim, but it's a very simple, straightforward Pshat, because the two words are both referring to the same halacha. But Zogt Rashi V'lav Nolsehi, Rashi says that which the Yish Mepharshim assumed, that by Maase Behema, just like you can't sell, you also can't be Mekadshim by Yisa Isha, is Vlav Milsehi, because really, it's a special Gzeres HaKosef, he says, but Afilu Hachi Mamim Bailim Hu Mekadshim by. Zakhtar Ashi, even though you can't sell the Maase Behema, but Kedushin you can make. And the Achreinim over here are very bothered by two separate distinct Kashas. One Kasha, we'll mention in its Sivis, this Kasha, he calls it a Tamiya Nisgava. What's the svara? Why did Rashi think in Lamdas that there should be a difference between Mechira and Kedushin? Kedusha Isha is a regular Kinyan, it needs Bailus, and if it's not considered Mam Bailim in Mechira, why should it be considered Mam Bailim in Kedushin? Zu'achas. Another kasha, which the Rashash is Ma'ir, is that Rashi is L'chayre going against a Mishnah of Rashas. The Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, where it brings down this halacha that Meiser Behema is Einan Nimkar, it then says, Ve'ein Mekachem Meiser Isha. Mama speaks that Beferish. And Rashi says, Lav Milsi, because really you could be Mekachem Meiser Isha. The Rashi says, how could it be that Rashi should say this? Can I get a Meferish Mishnah of Vetzarech Iyon? So let's take the second kasha first, that which Rashi is the Chari going against the Meferish Mishnah. So in the Pirish Mishnah Rishena, if you take a look in the regular editions of the Mishnayot that have the Bartanura and the Tesis Yonta for the Tferes Yisrael at the bottom, so there's a Pirish that you'll find on Zraim and Taris. It's from one of the Gedalia Achreinim in the later part of the 1800s, and on Seder Zraim, his Pirish is called Mishnah Rishena, and on Seder Taris, it's called Mishnah Achreina. And in this Pirish on the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, so he brings down Arashi, that L'chayr Arashi goes connected the Mishnah over there. But then Zak the Mishnah Mishena, Rashi is not the only one that seems not to hold of this Mishnah. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Paragraph of Hilchos Becharis Halacha Hey, where the Rambam brings down the din of that Mishnah that Maaseh Behem is Einei Nimkar, the Rambam leaves out the Halacha that you're also Einei Mekadshim by Yisa Isha. Now he doesn't say to the contrary, but usually the Rambam brings down all the dinim from the Mishnayot. So why does the Rambam leave out this din of Emakash Baris Isha? That's the deal that the Mishnah Rishon makes in the Rambam. The emes is that there's a much stronger deal to make. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Aleph Ois Hey, the Minchas Chinuch makes the same deal in the Rambam, but he doubles it. Because he says that the Rambam, not only in Perek Vav of Hilchas Bechayris, where he's bringing down the laws of Maaser Sheni, but also in Perek Hey of Hilchas Ishus, where he's bringing down the halachas of Kedushin, in both places he leaves out this halacha. In Hilchas Ishus, where he's talking about being Mekadosh and Ishus with Maaser, with Kachim Kalim, and he passes like a basic lili that Kachim Kalim is Mamam Bailam, and you can be Kachim Maaser Isha. So Lachari, he should have said, but except for Maaser Behemah, Maaser Behemah is an exception, but the Rambam doesn't say that. So Sai in Hilchas Bechayris, Parakvav Hilchas Bechayris, where he's saying the halacha of that you can't sell Maaser Sheni, and Sai in Hilchas Ishus, where he says the halacha that you could be Mekadosh and Ishus with Kachim Kalim, in both places he leaves out this detail that you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with Maaser Behemah. Now the Minchas Chinuch, after, even though he doubles the diyuk, but it was Lo Malai Libai to say that maybe the Rambam could take argue on the halacha. In fact, he says Hadin Din Emes. He says there's no question that you can't get around the Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says Im Kachim Bayis Isha Hadin Din Emes. Avad you can't be Mekadosh Isha. But he says, but I have two starker diyukim that the Rambam was not saying that halacha v'tzarechion. He blives shver why the Rambam was avoiding bringing down that halacha. But the Mishnah Rishayna, now again, the Mishnah Rishayna didn't bring down both Rambams, he only brought down one Rambam, but the Mishnah Rishayna added it to a Rashi. The Mechaz Chinuch didn't bring down our Rashi, but the Mishnah Rishayna brings the Rashi, that not only do you have the Rambam, who's mashmit the halacha of Ein Mekashim Baris Isha, you have Rashi and Chulin, who says to that halacha, he says, you could be Mekashim Baris Isha. What do you do with our Mishnah? It says, look, the Mishnah Rishayna, what it seems is that there must have been another Nusach in the Mishnah in the hands of the Rishayim that didn't have those words. And he says that he thinks that Rashi and the Rambam both didn't have these words in their Mishnah. And that's why they both talk a hell that when it comes to Maaser Behemah, you could be Mekashim Baris Isha. That's an Eitzah that Avadu would take care of the Kasha, the steer from Rashi, but we have to be Ma'ir. People make the Ha'ara in the Magiyim, in the Minchas Chinuch, and elsewhere also, they're Ma'ir on this suggestion that if you look in the Pirush HaMishnayis L'Harambam over there in Maaser Sheni, it does not bear out this suggestion. Over there in the Pirush HaMishnayis, it seems quite clear that the Rambam did have the words Emakachim Baris Isha in his Mishnah. So, even though we don't have a riot in Rashi personally, but it certainly takes away a lot of the basis for the suggestion if it's not going to be correct in the Rambam. So this blives at Tzarech Iyon L'Chayr, other than this suggestion of the Mishnah Rishayna, it blives at Tzarech Iyon, but B'liad will come to possibly a Yisha for that later on. Let's turn now to the other Kasha. The Kasha, we mentioned that the Netziv asks the Kasha, the Netziv is brought down in Marei Mesodeh. It seems it's not really, he didn't write it as part of the Sefer Marei Mesodeh, but in the Sefer Marei Mesodeh they bring a tshuva that the Netziv wrote, in which he says that he has a Kasha that he calls a Tmi in the Skava on the Rashi at the beginning, in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin and Chulin, and he said that he talked about this Kasha with all of the Gedolei Halimdim in the Yeshiva of Elazhin. And he came up with the following Eitzah. He came up with a suggestion. And he writes, while saying how it's such a shver kasha, he talked to everybody about this kasha, he never mentions that it's a steer to a Mishnah. He leaves out the Rashash's part of the kasha that it's akin to the Mishnah. He's just bothered, in the Lomdus Gufa, why would Rashi think that if you can't sell it, that, why would he think that you can make Kaddish Bar Yisrael Isha? So he has an Eitzah, which Bleed will come back to in a few minutes. Let's mention first a different Eitzah that's suggested in the Sefer Ben Aryeh, one of the Achrenim in the back of the Gemara here, Masechet Chulin. He has just a few shtukach on the Masechta, but he has an Arichas here on this Rashi. And he wants to make a suggestion. And Uri Maisef, just a Hakadama. We mentioned before that the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Bechayris brings down the din of the Mishnah that we learned from Lo Yigoyel that Maaser Behemah is Einin Imkar. The Rambam writes, Maaser Behemah, Asur Limkar Isai. The Rambam brings the halacha with a nusach of Asur. And then a few lines later he says, V'yeroyali Shehamoicher Maaser Loi Asaklum. Zok the Rambam, and I think that is also Ma'akiv B'diavad. But Vayis states from the Rambam, if he calls that via royally, that means he could hear a possibility, not like that. Meaning there's a din of Einan Imkar, but that din, the taich of Einan Imkar, is not that you don't have the koyach of Mechira. The taich of Einan Imkar is that it's Asel Imkar. And it could be that there's a second din, but this is debatable. It could be that there's a second din that also b'diavad it's not chal. Now, Zazok the Sefer Ben Aryeh, that we mentioned before that Yeshua first, and Rashi brings down Lishna Achrina Amrila, that the words Kedusha and Mechira in our Gemara refer to the fact that Ma'isa Behema is Einan Nimkar, and Einan Makachim Ma'isa Isha. And we mentioned already that on these Mepharshim, one can ask a Kasha, why does this count as two separate halachas? Isn't it just two examples of the same halachas? Zogt the Sefer Ben Aryeh, that when it says, the halach of Mechira is Einan Nimkar, that's the din of the Mishnah, that it's Asur Limkar Isai. The word Kedusha is coming to be Moisif, this second Chiddush, the Rambam's via royally, that it's also Ma'aki B'dieved. Kedusha, Ein Mekachin, means that there's no Din Kedusha over here. That B'dieved is also not Chal. That you don't see. If it would have just said one word, Mechira, I would say that it's just a Din that L'chatchil, you're not allowed to sell it. It's an Aveira to sell it. But the Kedusha means to be Moisif, that it's also Ma'akir is not chal even b'diavad. So that's what the Yeshua first meant, and that's why they were hearing that it was two separate halachas on the list in our Gemara. When Rashi says v'lav milsehi, what Rashi meant was that in a chanami there's a din of Einan Imkar that you're not allowed to sell it, but it's only lechatchila. But b'diavad it would be chal. So to use the word kedusha, which means that there's no din kedushin at all. That's v'lav nosa, avada there is a din of kedushin, because it is considered mamon bailim. So now, to the Netziv's kasha of what's the svara l'chalik between mechira and kedushin, according to this mahalach, Rashi is not being mechalik between mechira and kedushin. Rashi is being mechalik between l'chatchila and v'di'eved. Rashi is saying that l'chatchila you're not allowed to sell it, and in l'chanami you can't be mechalik shalisha either, but l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, kedushin are chal, and in echanami, mechira would also be chal. But the word mechira in the Gemara refers to the din of Einan Imkar, while the word kedusha would only be used to refer to the din that there's no din kedushin bechlal, it can't be chal, and to that Rashi says that din doesn't exist. So Rashi is not being mechalik between kedushin and mechira, is arup the kash of the tmi and eskava of the netziv, and to the kash of the Rishasha, it's against the Mishnah, Zok the Sefer Ben Aryeh, it's not against the Mishnah either, because even though the Mishnah says, Ve'im Kashim Bari Isha, but that just means that you're not allowed to be Mekashim Bari Isha. That's not true. But that it shouldn't be Chal, the Mishnah never meant that, just like the Einan Nimkar in the Mishnah doesn't mean that you're not allowed, that it wouldn't be Chal, so to the Einan Kashim Bari Isha doesn't mean that it wouldn't be Chal, and therefore you can't learn this Pshat on Argamar, actually says, because in Argamar, we're making a list of Chumras, we can only count it if it's two separate dinim. If it's just another example of the same din, it doesn't count. So Mela Rashi says, yes, I know the Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell it over Mekadosh as Isha, but you can't learn that Pshana Kedusha over here because B'diav the Kedusha would be Chal. This Eitza of the Sefer Ben Aryeh would be Miyashiv, both of the Kashas that the Echonim asked on our Rashi. However, he's naming on that the din of a Mekachin, the din of the Mishnah that we learn from Lo Yigoel, is be'ikr just an Isser. Like we said, it's mashma in the Rambam also, even though the Rambam was moisef royally, that it's also not chal, but he first presents it as an Isser, and we're learning that Rashi holds that it's taka just that first din, it's just an Isser. That means it's not a chasarim bailus at all. Avada you're a bailim, but you can't sell it. It's an aveira to sell it. Aber lemaisa, the Mechas Chinuch over there already pointed out, the Mechas Chinuch also says such a lamdus, without stelling tzu to Arashi, the Mechas Chinuch says such a lamdus on the sugi and Bava Kama, but he says that it's really a machlek, it's Rashi and the Rambam over there in Bava Kama. Over there, without going into the whole sugi, but the Gemara says that there's a halacha of Shuri Ehu, that you only chayev finizikim by Shuri Ehu. So for Kachim Basim you should be Pater, but for Kachim Kalam, he would rabbi say Gleva, that it's Maman Bailim is considered Bechlal Shari Ehu, so you'd be Chayav. What about Maisa Behema? So the Mechatz Chinuch was medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't make an exception for Maitzer Behema, and he holds that Maitzer Behema is also Bechal Rehu, even though it's Einin Nimkar. So the Mechatz Chinuch said this lamdas, that Einin Nimkar is stomach there's the cost of, you're not allowed to sell it, but it doesn't mean that it's not considered yours. But the Mechatz Chinuch pointed out that Rashi and Bavakama on the top of Yud Gimel Amin Aleph is Mavur, not like the Rambam. Rashi's Mavur, that this din, that it's Einin Nimkar, also makes it Lav Bechal Rehu. You're putter on a zikin. If you're putter on a zikin, that means that it's taka a chasaran and bailus. If it's a chasaran and bailus, and that's why you can't sell it, then l'cheira, it should also not be able to be catching by the isha. So l'cheira, this eitzah, the Sefer Ben Aryeh, it works so nicely with shitas Harambam in Bava Kama, but it doesn't stim with the shitas Rashi in Bava Kama. Yeah, the Netziv Alein has a different eitzah, like I mentioned before, which I'll just give over the Rashi Prakim, because it's really telling on a lot of Kedushin and Mesechus Kedushin, but Be'ikar, there's a Sugin Kedushin Davav, where it talks about how Mekadesh Milva ain't a Mekadeshes, but Hanoas Milva is Mekadeshes. And Hanoas means that I'm not being Mekadesh you with the Esem Mamon that I'm giving you of the Milva, but that which you would have paid a pruta to somebody to convince me to do this, I mean, Mekadesh you with that pruta. And Zok the Netziv, that's a special din, and this is the Chiddush for the Netziv, that's a special din in Kedushin that doesn't apply by Shar Dine Mamanis. And Zok the Netziv, that's what makes Kedushin over here different than regular Mechira. For regular Mechira, you needed to be Maman Bailim, you needed to be his Mamanis. And the Maisa Behemoth, the Torah says, Lo Yigael, it's not yours, you don't have enough Bailis to be able to sell it. But, yeah, and then the Yeshua Farshim thought, so who are din, they also can't make a Kedushin. Zok Rashi, V'lav Milseh, he means because by Kedushin there's a din of Hanoas Milveh. So too over here we would say Hanoas Maisa Behemoth. The Enechanami, I can't be Mekadesh with the Maisa Behemoth Gufa, but if I give the Yeshua the Maisa Behemoth, I can be Mekadesh with the Hanoah, that she would have paid somebody to convince me to give her the Maisa Behema, and with that pruta that she's saving, I'm being Mekadesh her. That's a special din in Kedushin, and that you have over here. So it says that that could be an eitzah of why Rashi holds that even though, like the Rashi in Bava Kama, that it's takanat mamon bailim, and there wouldn't be, it's not Bechal Re'eu, there wouldn't be a chiyuv nezikin, it's not his mamon, but afal pi kein he's able to be Mekadesh an isha with it. Al yidei the lamdus of Hanoas Melba, which is taka very chiddush. And it just says, one other Eitzah that we could suggest is a Svara, which appears in the Shas Illuminated Shir on the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Yud Gimel, that if we neman like this Lamdus, that the Mechatz Chinuch, the Ben Ari, a number of Achorinim were saying that the din of, that it's not Nimkar is Gzeiras HaKasav. It doesn't mean that it's not his at all, it's Gzeiras HaKasav. But Seif Kol Seif, Gzeiras HaKasav, it has some kind of a has. But what does that mean when we say that it's Gzeiras HaKasav? What it means is that even though it's yours, but some things they're yours, but the Torah limits what you're allowed to do with it. The Torah says that Maisa Behema, even though it's yours, but you can't sell it. L'chera, what would the symbol pshat in that would be, because that's some kind of a zilzul in the Kedusha of the Maisa Behema. Why the Torah has this hakpada by Maisa Behema more so than by other kashim? Is that time of the crowd? We don't know. But if the Torah says that you can't sell the Maisa Behema, and it doesn't mean because you have no bailus, then l'chir the pshat is because the Torah was makbid that you not be mezalzalim the kedusha of Maisa Behema by selling it. So then maybe Shmakam Loimar, that what's called a zilzalim the kedusha to give away the Maisa Behema, and in exchange for that you get money, that's a zilzalim in the kedusha of the Maisa Behema. But to give away the Maisa Behema, and in exchange for that, you get Kedusha Isha. Kedusha Isha is itself a chefza that's similar to Hektish. Kedushin, Harema Kedeshesli, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Beza Mebeza. Why is it called Kedushin? Because Asrala Akuli Alma Kehektish. And Keyedua, the Rashi in Tezan Daf Zayin, that it's not Stama Lishna Ba'alma, the Asrala Akuli Alma Kehektish. It's the halach of Hispastrus, which we had here in Reishis HaGeiz at the beginning of the paragraph, Kuf Lamed Hey, the Gemara brought down the halacha that ha'imah regla shal zoi oila is kula oila, because the Kedusha is mispasha to the rest of the behema. And the Gemara in Kedushin Dav Zayin says that the same is true by chetziyech mekudeshesli, that there would be a din of hispashas on the Kedushin. And Rashi shtel su that Gemara on Daf Beis that Kedushin is Asala Kuli Alma Kehektish. So Zuk Taisis, because even though it's Pashas, especially there's a Kotav by a Chalais Hektish, but Kedushin is also a Chalais that's Daimit to Hektish. Maybe Al Pizeh, there's a Makam to say that Rashi held that even though the Torah is Makbid, that you not sell the Mais Behema, exchange it for money, for other things. That's a Zilzul in the Kedusha, but maybe to exchange it for Kedusha Isha, since that's also like Hektish, that's not a violation of the Gzeres HaKasav of Le'igayel. Let's go on now to the next Gemara. At the beginning of the wide lines, the Gemara says, Hai Sivara Rabbi Yasi. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Rabbi Yasi and the Chachamim about whether the mitzvah of Reishis HaGez is only when you're Gezes the Tzemer, or whether it's any way that you get Tzemer off of the sheep, even if you're Shaitif, even if you're Talish, the Tzemer. The Chachamim hold that it doesn't matter how you get the Tzemer, you're always Chayav in Reishis HaGez. Rabbi Yasi holds that you need Devarim Kiksavim. If the Torah says Gez, there has to be a Giza. And then it's before in the Gemara they have the same achleikis by matnesanim, like a chikra and peya. The Gemara mentions in particular peya and leket. So where the Torah says katsir, so according to Rabbi Yasi, again you need dvarim kiksavim. So if somebody is teilish is inay b'chal kaitzer lagavi matnesanim, and the Chachamim argue and hold that teilish is b'chal kaitzer. Now the Rambam paskins when it comes to Reishis HaGez, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos B'chayreis Halach Avav, had teilish tzemer b'yadav v'loy gazaz. Chayev Bereshis HaGez. That Teilish is B'chal Gezid, which L'cheri means that he's passing like the Chachamim and not like a B'yasi, Yochet Rabim, Halachak Rabim. However, in the Marit El Gadi, and Hochas B'cheri is Per Gimel. He has an Arichos, it's an Eith Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, Sivkot and Dalet. He goes through a number of Rambams on the Inyan. The Rambam seems not to always follow this is straight of passing like the Chachamim over here against Rabbi Yasi. There's a Rambam in Hochas Me'ila, Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Gabe, the Isser of Leis Segeiz Bechar Tzenecha, which is the Isser of Giza Bekodshim. The Torah over the Rambam over there writes, V'teilish Enoi Kegeizes. Pulling off the hair from the Tzen Kodshim is not included in the Isser of Leis Segeiz. The Rambam also in Halach Yir Aleph over there even says that before shechting a korban, one should be toilish the hair from the Mesa Shechita. You want to get the hair off so that the Shechita should go more smoothly, but you can't be over in the Isser of Leis Sagreiz. So the Eitzah is to be toilish because toilish ain't a Bechal Gezeiz. So over there the Rambam Lecher is paskening like a Beisi, not like the Chachamim. I, by Reishis HaGez, the Rambam paskening like a Chachamim and not like a Beisi. That's the Kash of the Maritz Al-Ghazi. And the Sefer Torah is writing from a Raya Leib HaMaranchik. Rabbi Leib HaMaranchik was one of the Gedolei Talmidei of the Brisk Rav in Brisk, in Litta. And he went from there to Eretz Yisrael and then was Isaac B'miuchad and Inyan Yisrael. He's Be'ikri, but he's best known to most of us by the Sefer Emek Bracha on Inyan Erechaim. But the first Sefer that he published was the Sefer Teres Zrayim on Inyan Yisrael that he put out while he was still a Bachar in his 20s. Rabbi Leib HaMaranchik was Nifter before he turned 35. Upon him in the Sefer Teres Zrayim on Meseches Peya Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalid, he brings down this cash to the Maritz Al-Ghazi, and he's Moisef another Maramakon. He says, the Gemara in Menachas Daf Samaches talks about the Isser of being Kreitzer the Tvua before the Hakravas HaOmer. And over there, it's Mavur in the Gemara that Teilish is not Bechal Kreitzer, so if somebody is Teilish the Tvua, he's not Ibra on that lab. And over there, the Gemara doesn't even bring the Machlekes of Beis in the Chum. It's just the stomach of the Gemara that Teilish is not Bechal Gezeiz, and it's not Bechal Kreitzer, which is the Chayri like a Das Yachid, like the Shita of Rabbi Yasi, and the Gemara doesn't mention the Machlekes at all. Zok the Teira Zrayim, that Gemara is the Mafteach. What you see from there is that there isn't always a machlekes of Yasi in the Chachamim. There are places where what we would call a Yasi Shita is really a Devar Pashat, and the Chachamim also agree that Devarim Kiksavan. If the Torah says, don't be Kaitzer, so that means don't be Kaitzer, and we're not going to make up another Isser. Of a Zag Torah Zrayim, that's when the Isser is on the Maisa, when the Torah's Hakpad is on the Maisa. The Torah says, like Lamashal, the best example of that is Malacha on Shabbos, Malacha on Yontif. There's a Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Yontif, Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam talks about how before you shecht a behema on Yontif, you should be teilish the hair from the Beit HaShechita. Don't be gezeiz the hair, which is a malacha, but be teilish the hair because that's not a malacha. You see that teilish is not bechlal gezeiz. Over there it's pashut because the Torah there's a malacha. So if there's another way of achieving the same purpose, but We don't go making up new Isurim on our own. That's another way of achieving this purpose. But the Torah never asked the purpose. The Torah asked the Maisa. So Avadah there, Kulian only pleaded that Dvarim Kiksavam. So Meila, that's true by the Isur of being Kaitzer before the Omer. It's an Isur on the Maisa Ktsira. And so too by the Isur of being Gezis saying Kachim. It's an Isur on the Maisa Gziza. And in all of those places, the reason why the Rambam passes that Talish is not Bechal Kaitzer and Talish is not Bechal Gezis is because over there there's no Machlekes of Yisin Chachamim. The Chachamim also agree that when the Torah asked a Maisa, other Maisim don't go Bechal the first Maisa. When do the Chachamim say that you don't need Dvarim Kiksavim? That's by Yonim like Veishas Hageiz or by Matnes Aniyim, where the Iker Mitzvah is on the Chefza. The Torah says that the wool that you get off the sheep, there's a mitzvah to give some of that wool to the Kayin, or the tfua that you get from the ground, there's a mitzvah to give some of that tfua to the Aniyim. Over there, the Iker of the mitzvah is on the tfua, is on the tzemer, is on the Chefza. Gradually, the Torah uses a certain word to describe how you got that chefza. So Rabbi Yossi has the shita that even then you need dvarim kiksavim, that the Torah used the word gezid tzeinecha, so it's only that the wool that you got through gziza. And Nachum said that no, since over here the ikka kapeda of the Torah is on the chefza, so it doesn't matter how you got it, and over here you don't need dvarim kiksavim, and Torah can also be b'chal gezid. And in that, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that Toilish is b'chol gezid, l'gabi reish segez, l'gabi the mitzvah of Peya in Perak Aleph of Matnes Aniyim, halacha Aleph, Rambam by Peya, paskins, just like he did by reish segez, that Toilish is b'chol gezid, Toilish is b'chol kaitzer, because over there, the ikr, the kavanah sater is on the chefza, so there it doesn't matter exactly which maisa you use, but where the Iker Kavanat HaTorah is on the Maisa, then Kulyam Olei Pligi, that's Dvarim Kiksavim Dafka, and then Telish is not B'chal Kaitzer, and is not going to be B'chal Goydeis. The Torah Zerayim, though, is Ma'ira, that there's still one Shverkeit in the Rambam. We said that by Reish Zagid, the Rambam passing is like the Chachamim, and by Peya, also the Rambam passing is like the Chachamim. That's in Perak Aleph of Matnes Aniyim. But then in Perek Beis of Matnes Aniyim, Perek Dalad rather, in Perek Dalad of Matnes Aniyim, Halacha Beis, when it comes to the mitzvah of Leket, the Rambam seems to be saying to himself again. And the Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that Telish is not Bechal Kaitzer, the guy with the mitzvah of Leket. Or Kaitiv is not Bechal Kaitzer, the guy with the mitzvah of Leket, like Rabbi Yossi. And that's really very schwer. Leket and Peel Lechere have the same Lomdus, why would you be mechalik one from the other? Now, in the Torah Zerayim, he starts his piece with that kasha. Then he brings in the kasha of the Maris al-Ghazi. Then he says his Lomdus to be mechalik between the din of the Chefza and the din of the Maisa. And he says, al-pizen is yashvu kalakushyais. But he never comes back to explain how it was the siyashi of that original kasha. And the Chayra, it doesn't seem to be a simple thing to explain why this chilik should help to be mechalik between Leket and Peya, because the Pashtus, those are both totally on the same lamdas. Those would both be considered a din in the Chefza rather than a din in the Maisa. And the Sefer Derech Emuna on the first halacha in Matnes Aniyim, he tries to be mitarei to this kasha of Maishna Leket, Maishna Peya, and he mentions that based on the Teres Kainim, it seems that which were Mechayev Peya for a Teilish is a special Xeris HaKosov, and even though in our Gemara, the Gemara seems to be Teile Peya and Leket Zeb Zeb, but he wants to bring Makaris to why the Rambam might have passed not like the Babli, the Inyan Zeb, but Al Kapana, but his whole Mahalich is based on saying that there's Xeris HaKosov by Peya, but that's not like the Mahalich of the Torah Zerayim, because according to the Torah Zerayim, the way the Rambam passed by Peya is really consistent with all the other Psakim of the Rambam, and it's the Psak by Leket, which is the Chiddush. So that blives the Chayre Tzarechian. But Al Kapanim, the Ikka Yisoyid of the Torah Zerayim to be Yashiv, the Psak by Peya, Kineged the Psak by Reishis HaGeiz, Peya and Reishis HaGeiz together, Kineged the Psak by Gizat Kachim, so that's Mesiyashiv Al Pi the Torah Zerayim's Yisoyid, that there's a chilik between where it's the din of the Chefza and the din of the Maisa. We could be Mitzarif to this. The Torah Zerayim himself doesn't say this, but in another sefer, the Reishis Bikurim, which is from a Talmud of the Abnezer, from the same time period, in the Sefer Reishis Bikurim on Maseches Becheres, he says of a verse, the same lumdus as the Torah Zerayim, to be Mitaris another Kasha on the Rambam in our Sugya. When it comes to The issue of being gezi tzayin kachim, we mentioned the Rambam Paragala of Lachas Me'ila. The Rambam paskind over there that Toilesh is not bechlal gezeis. And the Pashtus, before we say alumnus, so that would mean that the Rambam is passing in like Rav Yaisi. But in our Gemara it said that Rav Yaisi is made of a midi de urche. And so the Gemara said that even if Rav Yaisi would hold that gezeis is not bechlal, that Toilesh is not bechlal gezeis by its sign, but it would be bechlal gezeis by izim. Now, granted, by Reishis that gaze that ends up not being a gale and maskana because we end up learning from Lamed the Shareis that Reishis gaze is only neig by tzayin and not by izin. But that verta of Yaisi only holds, is only makbar on dvarm kiksavam b'midi de urche, and only says Talish is not bachal gazeis by tzayin and not by izin, that should lachere be negea by the Isser Giza B'Kachim. By Kachim, we do have Kachim, we have Kvasim and Isim that are Kachim. And the Rambam passing Talish is not Bechal Gezeis. If you would learn that that Rambam is based on Rav Yaisi, then L'Chir, the Rambam should have been Mechalek and said that only by Kvasim, Talish is not Bechal Gezeis. But by Isim, it should be Bechal Gezeis. From where would the Rambam get to be saying that by all Balechayim, Talish is not Bechal Gezeis? So Zok the Reishis Bikurim, because that Rambam is not based on passing like Rabbi Yaisi, but it's because the Rambam holds that over there, where the Isser Gizas Tzayin Kachim is a din in the Maisa, it's a Isser on the Maisa Giza, and it has nothing to do with getting the wool, so over there, even the Chachamim are Maida, so over there we wouldn't say that Maida, that there's an exception for Midi D'Urche. Only where it's a din in the Cheftza, just Rabbi Yaisi has the Chiddush that you need Dvarim Kiksavam, over there that's limited, that by Midi D'Urche you don't have Dvarim Kiksavam. But where it's a din in the Maisa, and there's a Devar Pashas, that if it's not the Maisa of the Terah Aser, it's not going to be Aser, then it doesn't make a difference if it's Midin D'Urche. Still, if it's not the Maisa of the Terah Aser, it's not going to be Aser. But Meila, by the Issa Giza Tzayin Kachim, even by Izim, Toilish is not going to be Bechal Gezeis. Let's go on now to the next Sugya. The whole Gemara, starting from the bottom of Amud Aleph and through the entire Amud Beis, is talking about the Shiurim of Reishis HaGeiz. And altogether, there are four types of shiurim that are discussed in the sugya. There's the shiur of how many sheep you need to be chayav in Reishis HaGeiz. Two, there's the shiur of how much wool you have to be gezeis from the sheep in order to be chayav in Reishis HaGeiz. Three, there's a shiur of how much of the wool you have to give as a percentage. And four, there's a discussion of how much as a quantity, as a kamus, how much wool you have to give. And obviously, some of these four are tullis of zeh, and the Gemara doesn't really separate it neatly into four separate sugyas, but these are the four types of shiurim that are discussed. And in the Rambam, we have a psak on all four of them. Let's go through four halachas in the Rambam, and then we'll come back to discuss possibly other mahalchim. The Rambam in halacha Yud Gimel, parak Yud of Hilchos Bikurim, of course, Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel writes, "Kamat Soin Yulai Viyu Chayaves Gracious Hagayz." How many sheep do they have to be? Ein Pachos Mechamesh. He paskins that you need five. That's like the Hillel in the Mishnah that it's Chamesh Soin, even though it's not Pasha to paskin that way, because in the Gemara we find Rabbi brings down that Rabbi Yaisi said that you need four, and Rabbi has a whole Arichos that where Shemin Lei the Rabbi Yaisi, and the Gemara says at the top of Amud Beis, because Mipi Yashmua Amr Pi Chaget Zecharia Malachi. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that we should paskin like the Stam, like this, like the Shita of five. The Beis Yosef says the Ketz Mishnah that it's because that's the Stam Mishnah, and the Mari Korkis he says that it's because he saw in the following Gemara where Rav used the word of Ovad Shiyu Michumashos. It sounded like Rav was going with the Shita that you need five. So the Rambam, for one of these two reasons, decided to paskin like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah rather than like Rabbi Yaisi in the Braisa. Or the Maisa, it's not Pasha to paskin that way. And in the Rif, it seems that he's paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. I say it seems, the Rif is not 100% clear. The Rif brings down the whole Gemara, the Arichos of Rebbe, saying that we should paskin, that Divrei B'Ribi Shemin, that we should paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. Then afterwards, he brings down that the Ga'in and paskin, not like that, and paskin that you need five. But the Mashmos HaDvarim is that he means to be saying that he doesn't accept the Psak of the Goinim. That's why the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah touched up the Rif, that the Rif meant to be passing like the Shita of four, but the Rambam and the Rosh both passing like the Shita of five. Now it's interesting, just to be ma'ir that Lefiza, the Rambam is arguing on the Rif. It's very famous. The Rambam in his Hakdama Lepirush HaMishnayis, near the end of the Hakdama, he writes about the Chibur of the Rif, how it's such a wonderful and almost perfect Chibur, and he says that the number of places where he would argue with the Rif is Al Kol Panim not more than 10. He says, of places that he would argue with the Rif. And over here, Lecheir is one of the places, one of those very rare places where the Rambam argues with the Rif. Incidentally, in the new editions of the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam, in the footnote, the Metzayin, to a Tshuvas HaRambam, that was put out recently in the Blau edition of the Tshuvas HaRambam that came out on Tavshin Mem Tes, in Tshuva Reish Nun Aleph, the Rambam over there writes something very different than what he wrote in the Pirush Mishnayos. Over there he writes, over there somebody sent him a question, a Shailul Gabi Yasugi in the fourth paragraph of Ksubas. And the Shailul said that the Rif Paskin such and such, and he had a kash on that, and the Rambam writes back, I don't Paskin like that Rif, look in my Chibur, I didn't Paskin that way. And he says, and there are many places, he writes over there, at least 30 places where he didn't Paskin like the Rif. It's a very big discrepancy between what he writes in the Tshuva to what he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Of course, the Pirush HaMishnayos he wrote when he was much younger. He wrote before he wrote the Mishnah Torah. So over there, even though he had already gone through Kol HaTorah Kula, and he had a Hashara that he was going to argue with the Rif in only 10 places or less, but later on, it seems that after he finished writing his Mishnah Torah, he counted up again, and he saw that there were Taka more. But I'll call upon him, it's rare. But according to either count, it's rare. The Rambam is passing not like the Rif. Over here, Lecheri, he's passing not like the Rif. Except if we'll say, like I mentioned before, that it's not really 100% clear in the Rif. The Ran and the Kesef Mishnah touched up that the Rif meant to be passing like Rabbi Yossi, but the Rif does bring down the safe verb that the Goinim passing like Beis Hillel, but you need 5. And it could be that one could understand that that's the safe verb of the safe data of the Rif. Al Kapanim, this is the first halacha in the Rambam, that how many sheep do you need? You need to have 5. Vayit over there in the same halach yigimel, how much semer do you need? So the Rambam goes on and he says, "V'hu shi'yeh begiza shalahen in pachas mishkol shishim sela." The Rambam passing is that you need a minimum of 60 sela. Where did he get the shear of 60 sela? So at the top of the Gemara on Amar Beis of days when Hurkan the same Rebbechulu kama kol shein. So the Gemara brings down Amar Rav Mona upras. Rashi over there says Mona upras. Mona is 25 sela. So a mona and a half is 37.5 sela. But at the bottom of the Amud, on the last line, the Gemara says, "My mona de ka'amar mona ben arbaim slayim." That really, Ra was talking about a mona that has 40 selah, and then a mona upras, a mona and a half, is like a 60 selah. And then the mona upras of Rav is the same as what Shmuel says, back at the top of the Amud on the fifth line, shishim. So then Rav and Shmuel are both on the same side, and that's the way that the Rambam was paskening, like Rav and like Shmuel, that there's a shear of Shishim Sela. Legabi, the third Shaila, from the Semer that he was gazed, how much of it does he have to give to the Kayin? And we said first the Shaila is in terms of percentages, so there's a Rambam in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Ein l'reish zay shirman ha-teira, umidivrei seifim shalayif chais me'echad mishishim. That's from the member of Rav Shmuel Amri Tarvayim in the middle of the Amud. That just like by Chuma, there's a din of Rabbanon of Mishishim, so too by Reishis Agez, there's a din of Mishishim, which the Rambam assumes is a din of Rabbanon. And fourthly, finally, the Shaila of what about an amount, a chutz from the percentage. What's the shear of the amount that you're supposed to give to the Kohen? So we had the Mishnah that said, La'itim pachas mi mishkol chamish shloim. But the Rambam, when he brings it down in Halachas HaZayin, he brings it down the way that Rav and Shmuel touched it up, that it doesn't mean to be giving the minimum shear or even the usual shear for Reishis HaGez, because L'chaira, then it's a stira. We just said that there's a percentage. Echem Yishishim, if there's a percentage, then how could there be a shear of Kamos? So therefore the Rambam says, like Rav and Shmuel said in the Gemara, that the shear of Chamish Shloim was only said on Misha Hayula Gizdeis Harbeish Habeish Hagez, who writes to the Chalkan. He's a big farm with many, many sheep, and he has a lot of wool, and he has his Echa Mishishim is many times more than Chamish Shloim. And on that, the Mishnah was teaching us that when he divides it up to various Kehanim, he should give each one a large enough amount that they'd be getting at least Chamish Shloim. So those are the four shiurim from our sugya, the way that they brought down in the Rambam. Now the Rosh says that he brings down the Rif Paskin also this way. This is based on, like we said, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, but there's a Rabbi Yanai also, who said a shita which we first encounter at the top of the Amud is Rabbi Yechanan. On the sixth or seventh line of the page, it says, Rabbi Rechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Sheish. That if you have six layim of tzemer altogether, L'koyin chamisha ve'echad loy. And then at the bottom of the Amud, we have Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yanai. And then the Gemara says, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbe, which there's multiple pirushim on what that means, but the way that the Rush and the Rif learned, the Gemara means to be saying that Rabbi Yechanan at the top of the Amud was not really Didei, that was just the Rabbi. Rabbi Yechanan Didei really holds like Shmuel, that it's Shishim Benachapon. Rabbi Yanai's Shita is B'sheish. Zuck the Rosh, even though the Rif didn't pass on like Rabbi Yanai, because Rab and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are all against him, and they pass on like the Rabbim, but Zuck the Rosh, but Rabbi Yanai was the Rebbe. Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe. The Gemara says, Hadi Dei Hadi Rabbe. So if Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe, and we know that in the Darius HaRishonim, we were supposed to paskin like the Rebbe ahead of the Talmud. In the Darius HaAchreinim, the Rosh in many places is Machalik. In the Darius HaAchreinim, may Abaye be Rav of Eilach, then there's a cloud of the Hilchas of Kabasaroi. But in the Darius HaRishonim, this ain't Halacha Katalmud, but Makam Harav. So the Halacha shouldn't be like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Yanai, and therefore Zuck the Rosh, that we should paskin like Rabbi Yanai, who said, B'sheish, that you just need a minimum shear of six layim, and from that you give five to the kayim, because there's a minimum nesina of chamishas layim, and echelay, he takes the one that's left. The Rosh just writes one line. He says that we pass on like these words of Rabbi Yanai. But I want to just be ma'irer, to point out how all of these discussions are mitli toli zeh b'zeh, that with this one line of the Rosh, he's arguing on three out of the four shiurim that we said over before from the Rambam. Avada, the first shear of how many sheep is unrelated to this. So that, the Rosh is not dinging zechlet. But the second, third, and fourth shear that we said that according to the Rambam, how much tzemer do you have to be gezeis? A minimum of 60 slayim. The Rosh is arguing with that. Rabbi Yanai says, you don't need 60 slayim, you only need 6 slayim. Secondly, the Rambam, we said, how much of that do you have to give to the Kohen? The Rambam said that we pass in la halacha, that midir abanan, there's a shear as a percentage of echad mishishim. According to the Rosh, it's not Echem Yishishim. If you always have to give 5, even if you only have 6, so in that case you're giving 83%. And but it's not always going to be that percent. If you have many, many more slayim, you'll still only have to give 5, and then the percentage is smaller. But the kitzur, it's not totally on the percentage. So the Rambam said that we pass like the shear of Echem Yishishim. According to the Rosh, that's Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel. But Alibi de Rabbi Yanai, there is no shear of Echem Yishishim. And the last shear, what we said from the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin, that the Din Chomish Sloim in the Mishnah is not meant Kipshutai. It's only meant as, in a case of Mishayeshna Gizim Harbe, so then, and he's dividing it up among many Kehanim, we should give each one a minimum of Chomish Sloim. The Rosh doesn't hold of that at all. The Rosh holds that the Mishnah is Kipshuta, that the Shir Nesina is Chomish Sloim. Every time that somebody gives Reishis HaGez to a Kain, whether he has a small amount, only 6 slayim, or whether he has thousands of times more than that, what he gives to the kohen is the nesina chashuv of chamish slayim. So the Rosh is arguing on each of those three, the second, third, and fourth halachas that we said over from the Rambam, the Rosh is arguing on all of them with this line. And we'll be aware that possibly, and very significantly, the Rosh is also arguing on one more Rambam, which we read, that the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, before he mentioned the Shir of Echem Yishishim, the Rambam said, "Ein l'reishis zoi Shir min ha-teira." There's no Shir at all min ha-teira, and we did very safe from this in Echem Yishishim. Why did the Rambam say there's no Shir at all min ha-teira? Because we find two Shir. We find the Shir, the percentage, Echem Yishishim, and we find the Shir in volume of Chamish Slayim. Now, the Shir of Echem Yishishim can't be min ha-teira because the Gemara never anywhere says a possible makar for that. So that has to be midibri seifrim. The only shear that we do find possibly having a makar is the shear of chamish slayim. In the Mishnah, it said that that's learned from titain loy, that from the word titain we learned that it should be in a sinah chashuva. And then the Gemara on Kufla Meches is going to say that we learn from the smichas to the big day kahuna, lamed l'sharei, that it should be the shear that you need to make one beged from the big day kahuna. And they shot stuff that should be chamish slayim. Theoretically, that could have been a shir deraisa, But since according to the Rambam, that's not the Ikar Shir for Reishis HaGeiz, that's only Mishi Yesh L'Gizim Harbein is coming to be Mechalik, he should give that amount. But people give Reishis HaGeiz with of less than that amount also. So that, since that's not an Ikar Shir, so Mela, the Rambam never done that was just a Dinder Abanan and there's no Shir Menatera. But according to the Rosh, that's our character, the Echa Mishishim, that din doesn't exist at all. The shear that we have is the shear of Chamish Shlayim. Everyone that gives Reishis HaGeiz is supposed to give Chamish Shlayim. And that, the Mishnah says, is learned from Titan Light. And the Gemara Kuflam Ches mentions Lamed Ul Sharis. That could very well be a Din Dereisa. Now, the Rosh doesn't say that it's Din Dereisa. I can't say, Bivados, that according to the Rambam, there's a shear Dereisa. But what we could say is that whereas the Rambam said that there's no shear Dereisa, I'll pee the rush, there's a mokim to think that there could be a shir deraisa. And as we'll see in this Shem in the next shtickle, we'll see why that could be very significant. Let's take a look now at one very sadistical line in the middle of Kuflam Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down Ha'amar Shmuel Chita Achas Peteres Es Hakri. This is the Gemara here and Kedushan Daf Nun Ches and elsewhere also that by Chuma there is no minimum shir. However large the crop may have been, one chita could pater the whole thing. The Rishonim have a kasha. Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, Gittin Daf Chof, and elsewhere also ask a kasha. And the Rid in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches also asks almost the same kasha. But I want to emphasize the difference between the way that they ask the kasha. Tosfos asks a kasha. Why do we say chita achas p'teres hakri? There is no shear of how much truma you need. Why don't we require a nesina chashuva? After all, it has a lashon of nesina, titain. Why don't we dash from titain that you need a nesina chashuva? Like Tosfos says, we find in the Gemara over there, Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara says a klal, legabe something else. In nesina pachas mishava pruta. The main effect says, why don't we have such a shear by truma also? Al kompanim, there should be a requirement of a nesina chashuva. The Rid in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches is the same kasha. That it says by Chuma Titain, so why do we say Chita Achas Bateras Zekri? Why don't we require an Asina Chashuva? But he brings as a Makar, he says, as you see, and he brings it from our Sig Gufa. As we see by Reishis HaGeiz, the Rid Bozes Kasha from Reishis HaGeiz. He brings down the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak that we darshan from Titain Loy, that you need an Asina Chashuva of Chamish Slayim. So you see that Titain is a Lashon of Asina Chashuva, so by Chuma also, why don't we say that we need an Asina Chashuva? Why is it sufficient to have a Chita Achas? Why didn't Tosfos ask the kasha that way? Why does Tosfos bring from Dinim Shavu Pruta L'Chayr Reishis HaGeiz is a more appropriate sushtel? It's within the parsha of Matnas Kahuna. As a matter of fact, it's even more than that. As the Rid points out, it's the same Lashon Titain. The word Titain is in a pasuk which mentions Reishis Degancha and Reishis HaGeiz. And on that, the Torah says one word Titain. And that word Titain, like Gabe Reishis HaGeiz, we dash from there in the Sina Chashuva. So the Rid asks the Gavaldik Kasha, so why don't we dash from the same way like Gavi Chuma? Tosfos, for some reason, doesn't ask the Kasha that way. He just says that in the Sina we find Ba'alma is a Lashon of the Sina Chashuva, but he doesn't mention from Reishis HaGeiz. Why not? The answer is Pasha, like we were saying before. Because we'll see the way the Rambam learns the Maskana of our Gemara. Reishis HaGeiz has no Shir Min HaTeira. The Rambam in Perakir Halacha Aleph says, Ein La Shir Min HaTeira. The Shirim are only Medivri Seifim. The Din of Chamish Shloim is only Legabe, a case of somebody that has Gizin Harbe, and the Mela, that's presumably only a Din De Rabbanan. There is no Shir of Nesina Chashuva. There's no Din De Reisim in Nesina Chashuva. That's what the Rambam holds. The Mela Tosfos, Papashas, is also holding that way, and therefore doesn't ask the Kashma of Reishis HaGeiz. The Rid, who asks the Kashma of Reishis HaGeiz, is basing it on Rav Yana. He's learning like the Rosh, that we pass it like Rav Yana, that there's a real shir of Nesina Chashuva of Chamish Slayim, that every time a person does the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz, even if he only has 6 Slayim of Tzemer, and he's giving more than 80% away, he has to give Chamish Slayim because of the din of Nesina Chashuva. And if he has a large amount, still, Midei Raisa, all he has to give is that, even Midei Rabbanan, the Rosh Shal Maisa Paskins, but Al-Kapanah, for the Rid's purpose, we're only going to get interested in the Dei Raisa, and even if he has Gizan Harbe, all he has to give Me'ikir Adin is the Chamish Slayim. So from there you see that Nesina is a Lashon of Nesina Chashuva. So the Rid is asking his kasha based on the Rosh's pshat. Now, like we said before, the Rosh doesn't speak out that it should be a shir deraisa. The Rid is the only one from the Rishonim that we know for sure that holds that the shir of Rosh's hageiz has a shir deraisa, arguing with the Rambam. But it's al pi the Rosh's pshat in the Gemara that we pass in like Aviana that the shir of Chamish Slaim is for every case. In the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Vav of Hilchas Matan Sanim, the Mishnah Melech brings down the whole shtukah from the Rid, he brings down the Kasha and the Teres, which we'll speak at in a moment. But then he asks a Kasha on the Rid, that how could you say that you see from Rishas HaGeiz, they always need a Nesina Chashuva? The Gemara says that that's only talking about somebody that's Yesh Gizin Harvei, and maybe an Echanami. If somebody has a lot of Truma, he should give each kind a nice amount, but you don't see from there that you have to be Mafresh a large amount. You don't see from there that everyone needs a large amount of Truma. Just like by Rishas HaGeiz, we don't say that everybody needs a large amount of Rishas HaGeiz. If somebody has 60 slime, he's only Mafresh one of them. As I frek the Mishnah Melech on the Rid, but that the Mishnah Melech was going with the Piskei HaRambam, but L'cheir the Rid was assuming like the Rosh that we pass in like Avyanai. Alimadu Avyanai, there really is a shear for everybody. Everyone that's giving the mitzvah of Rishas HaGeiz has to give Chamish Shleim and no less, because we dash in Titi and Lo Yedas V'in Nesina Chashuva. Mamela the Rid Taka asks very sharp, very good kasha. So that's the reason why the Rid and the Taisus ask it a little bit differently. That's totally on Rishas HaGeiz Machlaikis. But Al Kapanu, coming back to the Ikar Rid, which is not a Rishas HaGeiz Sugya as much as a Truma Sugya, these Rishonim are all bothered. How come by Truma we say, Chita Achas Materis HaSakri, why don't we darshan from Titin Leila Yishanin and Sina Chashuva? The Rid answers with the Gavaldig Chedosh. Zok the Rid that Enachinami. There is a din of Nesina Chashuva by Truma. A person is not Yetzei Rechevasa by giving a Chita Achas to the Kayin. Aishmuel said Chita Achas Materis HaSakri, Zok the Rid, there are two inyonim in the mitzvah of Truma. There's the mitzvah of Poteres HaSakri, there's the inyon of being Matir the Kri, that taking off the Isser Tevel, being Mesakin the Isser, and then there's the Matnes Kahuna Shabai, there's the inyon of giving a Matana to the Kayin. Zok the Rid, the member of Shmuel, the Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri, means only the inyon taking off the Isser Tevel, that which you need to be Mafresh Truma in order to be Mesakin the Kri. For that, there's no Shir Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri. But in order to be Mekayim the mitzvahs matnis kahuna, that you have to give truma for that in Nesina Chashuva. And that there's a shir taka. We don't know what the shir is, but there is a shir that it has to be in Nesina Chashuva. Again, I'll leave it the Taisus, maybe it will be, Taisus doesn't give this taris, but I'll pee divri Taisus, maybe that would be a shavar pruta. Or if maybe it will be some other shir. The Rid doesn't tell us what the shir of Nesina Chashuva is, but Al Kapanu, he says that there is a din day raisa that for truma you need in Nesina Chashuva. This yisoid of the Rid, that there's two dinim with two different shiurim, is very, very well known as the yisoid of the Nedib Yehuda also. The Nedib Yehuda Madura Tinyana, Simon Uresh Aleph, says the same verse. He says it rather not about truma, he says he's talking more in chala, but pashtus. It's negayat to truma also, and he also says this is so that there's two inyanim and they could have two different shiurim. Many people point out that there's an ironic lashon in the Nedib Yehuda. The Nedib Yehuda is writing this as if it's such a gavaldig chiddush. He uses the lashon v'yeshli leimer bazeh davar chadash lekedmani bazeh shum mefarish o shum paisek. And he goes on to say that it's a mitzvah achas sheyesh ba beiz inyanim. One is taking off the isra, and one is the sinu to the kohen. He says lekedmani shum mefarish o shum paisek. And lemaisa the Rid and Kedushin says exactly the same part. It could be that the Nedib Yehuda didn't have the Rid, although, like mentioned before, this Rid is brought down in the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech came out in the early part of the 1700s, and the Nedib Yehuda Zichr learned the Rambam with Mishnah Melech. So that's really a little more surprising that he wasn't familiar with it from there. Al Kapanim, he is mechaving to the same vert, the Nedib Yehuda and the Rid. They both say that there are two different Yonim, the Hafrasha and the Nesina, and they can have two different Shiurim. We mentioned in an earlier shir that the machlokes is Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos and Shor Yishud Beis, we were talking about Reishis HaGeit, that the Rambam says that it counts as one mitzvah, and the Rambam also says that Shumas and Maisers also should count as one mitzvah, even though there's a Hafrasha and a Nesina, but those are just Chelkei HaMitzvah. If you say they're one mitzvah, and therefore they only count as one in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. And the Ramban, we mentioned then that we were talking then more about the Reishis HaGeit Chelk, and the Ramban said Legabe Reishis HaGeit, really the Rambam is right, that it's only should count as one mitzvah. But the Ramban said, because it's not Teveles, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Safrasha. So we mentioned this in the first year, like Abay Arid, of whether there is a Mitzvah Safrasha or there's not a Mitzvah Safrasha. But we mentioned Agav Urcha at that time, and the Ramban also says, but when it comes to those Matnes Kahuna that are Tevelim, like Chuma and Meiser, there I disagree with the Ramban, and I hold that there's Taka two Mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Hafrasha, and there's the mitzvah of Nesina. And the Ramban says, I'll bring you a raya from the fact that we make a bracha on the Hafrasha. He brings the Gemara Menachos, where it says that we don't make a bracha when we make the tefillin, because kol mitzvah she'ein es yosa gemar mitzvah se'ein mevarachan aleha. So when you make the tefillin, you don't make the bracha, you only make the bracha when you put on the tefillin, and the kshira of the tefillin, it doesn't get a bracha, only when you put it in the hanachas the tefillin gets a bracha, because the kshira is a mitzvah she'ein es yosa gemar mitzvah. So, frek the Ramban. If Chuma was one long mitzvah from the Hafrasha to the Nesina, then Bishas the Hafrasha, we should say that Enes Yasa Gemara Mitzvasa, and you shouldn't make a bracha. From the fact that we make a bracha on the Hafrasha, the Chuma is a raya, the Hafrasha, the Chuma is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. He brings a raya also from the fact that a kohen has to be Mafresh Chuma, even though over there is no Nesina, you see then that the Hafrasha is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and he also brings the same raya from Chuma Tamei and Chal Tamei in particular. Where the Ramban brings down that you don't give it at all, it just gets burnt up, and nevertheless you have to make a hafrasha. So you see from all of these, like the Ramban, that the hafrasha is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and so the Ramban says that they should be counted as two separate mitzvahs: the hafrasha b'fnei atzma and the nesina b'fnei atzma. Agav Urcha in the Ramban is a great tzarachi, and the Ramban has this whole arichas and shayushid beis. And that these should be counted as separate mitzvahs. And he even writes at the end of the paragraph that lafi what I wrote over here, I've added on to my minyan of mitzvahs an additional mitzvah by truma and by meiser and by truma's meiser. He says, by challah four mitzvahs. He says, I've added on to the minyan four mitzvahs. Aval meiser the Ramban at the end of the sefer mitzvahs, where he has the minyan of what he calls the shikchas ha'esen, where he adds the mitzvahs that the Rambam left out, 16 or 17 mitzvahs. That he adds that the Rambam left out, and then if you take a look, he has a paragraph at the end of the Minyan Halavim, where he, and over there he lists what he calls the Shikras Halavim, and then he comes back to the Essen, and he says, I counted 16 mitzvahs that say the Rambam left out, I wrote at the end of the Minyan HaEssen. And then he adds, and there's a few more also, and he says that this is Mashlam, the whole number of Essen, he adds 10 more over there. That of Essen that the Rambam left out, and in both of those places he never mentions these four mitzvahs that he added. The Ramban Lamaisa never says that, he never includes Hafrash Struma and Nesina Struma as two separate mitzvahs in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. He only writes in the Sherish Yudveis that it's Roy to be counted as two mitzvahs, and he says that Lafiza, I have added mitzvahs to add to my Minyan, but he never Lamaisa goes and adds them to his Minyan. In the Sefer Derech Mitzvah Secha from the Mishnah Melach, which is printed in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvah, he's aiming on this, and he writes that the reason why the Ramban never came back to it is because the whole balance gets taken care of Mineu Bey in the same paragraph, because within Sherish Yud Beis, the Ramban subtracts four mitzvahs from the Rambam when it comes to the how to count the karbonis, Ayin Shom, Inkan Makam Laharich. The Rambam, who talks about not counting the Chelkei HaMitzvah separately, so he has one cheshbon of how to count the karbonos, and the Ramban, in the first half of his comments on Sherish Yud Beis, argues with the Rambam and subtracts four mitzvahs. And then in his comments on the second half of Sherish Yud Beis, when it comes to Truma and Meiser and Challah and Trumas Meiser, he says, with this I add four mitzvahs, so Zok the Mishnah Melech, so the Ramban, Mineyu Bey, he subtracted and he added, so he never goes back to those to point out where you're going to find extra mitzvahs, because that he never counted as having taken away from the cheshbon in the first place. El kol panim. The Ramban is klar lemaisa that he holds that Hafrasha and Nesina by Chuma, by Chala, by Maisa, by Chuma's Maisa should count as two separate mitzvahs. So
So many achronim say that afikayam lamashal afikayam in chelak beis simin test is one of those that makes this ha'ara. Many achronim say that the chiddush of the yibihut, the chiddush of the rid, is very mistaber al pi the Ramban. That since the Ramban holds that there's two separate mitzvahs, two separate inyanim, they could very well have two separate shiurim. Masha'en king lefi the Rambam. The Rambam said that they should count as one mitzvah. Now, what's pshat taka in the Rambam that they should count as one mitzvah, the hafrasha and the nesina? Where does he disagree with the Ramban in lumdus? It's very gishmak. If you take a look in the Nesi Kalim on the Sefer Mitzvahs over there, you'll see that there's chalik, there are two mahalchim. One way to go is that the Rambam holds that really the Iker mitzvah is just the hafrasha. There's a mitzvah and there's a lashon. The emphasis, if you take a look in the lashon of the Rambam, the mitzvah sekuf chavav, when he brings down the mitzvah of tshuma, he says the mitzvah is to be mafresh. He calls it lahalais the tshuma. The Marganisa Tova, in his pirush on Sherish Yud Beis, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he writes, because the Rambam holds that the only mitzvah, the whole mitzvah, is the hafrasha. Meaning all the Ramban's rai is the hafrasha is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. All right, avada the hafrasha is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But the Rambam holds, but that's the whole mitzvah. The nesin is not a mitzvah. That which afterwards you give it to a kohen, that's because ayidei the hafrasha, it became mamon gavaya, it became mishulchan gavaya, and then the kohanim azoicha to it. Memela, mishulchan gavaya kezachu. But it's not the hair that's in the sina from the Bailam. It already became the Kohen's al yidei the hafrasha, and then the Kohen is just taking what's already his. So the Rambam holds that the whole mitzvah is the hafrasha, and the nesin doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. In the Lev Sameach, which is also one of the Nesi Kalim on the Sefer Mitzvahs, he learns up in the Rambam punkt vekert. He learns that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is in the sina. It doesn't fit as well with the lashon asay kuf chafav. But he learns that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of tshuma is just to give the tshuma to the kohen. What about the hafrasha? Yeah, you can't give it until you mafresh it. So you have to mafresh it in order to give it. But the hafrasha is just a hechatimsa for the giving, and therefore the Rambam holds it's all one mitzvah, just in the nesina. Al kapanim, bein kishanoimar that the hafrasha is just a hechatimsa to the nesina, or bein kishanoimar that the nesina is just a poil yaitse from the hafrasha, but lemaisa that means that it's all one inyan, so then avad should have one shear. Whatever you mafresh, that's what you have to give to the kohen. Like if you say, like the Marganisa Tov, the only reason there's no mitzvah to give anything to the kohen, the only reason why you're giving it to him is because once you mafresh, it's already his. So then avad, there can't be a mitzvah to give more than that. And ben kishanoimar that the hafrasha is just a hechatimsa from the nesina, so the mitzvah of hafrasha should be to be mafresh that which you have to do the nesina on. So according to the Rambam, it would be very short. This Afikayam points out that according to the Rambam, it would be very difficult to hear such a vart that there could be two different shiurim for the hafrasha and for the nesina. But according to the Ramban, he says avad, it's very gishmak that since it's two mitzvahs, it could have two different shiurim. If you take a look in the Nei Yehuda over there, the Dahagah from his son of Shmuel Landau, the son of Nedi Behuda, he's the one that put out the Madura Tinyana. Madura Kama of Nedi Behuda is the Tshuvos that the Nedi Behuda printed B'chayav. And then he wrote many, many more Tshuvos. And then La'achar Moitse, his son, who succeeded him as the Rav of Prague, Rav Shmuel Landau, he put out the Madura Tinyana. And he sometimes wrote his own Hagois on the side of the Tshuvos, and he writes a Haggah over here. He points at something interesting. He says that a lot of people would misunderstand what his father wrote. His father writes, "Chita achas v'teres sakri that's legabe to be yaitz the mitzvah of Hafrasha." But with that chita achas, you're not going to be yaitz the mitzvah of Nesina. Nesina requires a Nesina Chashuva. So one could misunderstand that what he means is that after you took the chita achas, but now if you want to be mekayem this nesina, you have to go be mafresh more. You have to do another hafrasha so you can complete the hafrasha, you can complete the sheer tshuva that you need for the nesina. There's no such thing as doing a second nesina, a second hafrasha. There's no such thing as doing a second hafrasha, because hafrasha's tshuva by definition is only shayach on tevel. There's no such thing as hafrasha's tshuva from chulin. So once he was poteris as a kri with the first hafrasha, if he'll go and be mafresh more, the shem tshuma won't be chal on that. So Zokt Shmuel Landau, what it really is that it's a mu'vus liyucha liskain. The proper way, the wrong way to learn what his father was saying was that since you don't have enough yet, since the nesina requires a larger shiur, so you have to go be mafresh more to be mekayem the nesina. The correct pshat is that you should have been mafresh a large amount. If you were only mafresh a chita achas, yeah, it was b'teres sakri, But is lo yasidei chavasei al the mitzvah sasinis him uvus al yuchal liskein. I say Zakir Dafn, and I was always bothered that he calls him Uvus Layichaliska, and it sounds like he means you can't be Makai in the Mitzvah Nesina, meaning now you have this Chita, and it's Truma, but there's nothing you can do with it because you can't be Makai in the Mitzvah with it because when you give it to the Kayin, it's not going to be a Kayin Mitzvah since it's not a Nesina Chashuva. And I was always bothered, I thought you could be Makai in the Mitzvah with this Chita, because even though when you give it by itself to the Kayin, it's not going to be a Kayin Mitzvah, but you can be Matar of it without the Truma. He could have another kri, and from there he was mafish a lot of chuma. And when he puts this chita together with all the chuma over there, then he'll make an asina chashuva. So he can make an asina chashuva with this chita also. So I thought that lecheret, one could argue on what he says that it's muvus la yuchal liskein. But the ma'isa, if you take a look at the Taisa's rid in kedushin, you see that he says kamat the same vert. When he says that there's two different shiurim and that the chita achas is only enough to be misakin the isr tevel, but it's not enough in the mitzvah sasina, he then makes it sushtel to the Mishnah in Trumas, where it talks about one who's mafresh truma tameya minatame al hatar. If he's mafresh truma from what's tame on what's tar, so the din da iraisa is that truma say truma. But the Gemara in Yevamah says discussion about whether the Chacham or Ikud have a minatayr over there. They said Lamai, so they have to do more. But min hatayr, it's clear that it's chuma se chuma. And he says that just like over there, it's chuma se chuma, even though there's no way to be mekayim the mitzvah nesina. So over here also, it's the same thing. The chitachas v'teres sakri, it's chuma se chuma, even though there's no way to be mekayim the mitzvah nesina. So I hear him saying, just like Rabbi Shmuel Lendo, it said that it's a mu'mus l'yuchaliska, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah nesina. And I was bothered. What do you mean by chita achas? You can't be mekayim in the mitzvah sasina. Why can't you be mitzarefa with other chuma and give that to the kain? What you see from the rid is that when he talks about a mitzvah nasina that we learn from Tite nasina chashuva, it's not just a shir in the mitzvah nasina. That's a shir in the mitzvah on the kri. Meaning there are two mitzvahs that are both chal on the kri. When a farmer has Dagon, so there's an Isser Tevel, and maybe there's a mitzvah of Russia to be Mesak in the Isser, and there's also a mitzvah Matnes Kuna on that Kri, that from that Tvua he has to give an Asina Chashuva to the Kayin. So, if he's Mafesh Achita Achas, so that he'll never make an Asina Chashuva to the Kayin from that Kri of Dagon. Avad, he could be Mekayim the mitzvah Asina with this Chita by being retired with other things. But it's not that the key mitzvah on the chita shel truma that the rid was concerned with. It's the key mitzvah nesina that was chal on the tvua originally, on the crop, on the kri, that the rid was concerned with. And on that, he's talking right, with Shmuel Lando also, who calls it a mu'uvus la yuchaliskein. He's talking right, you can never be mekayim in the mitzvah nesina of a nesina chashuva that was chal on that kri. One final ha'ara, l'gabi this raid, we mentioned in an earlier shir that the Asim Derayis declared the Chakira about the Isser Tevel, whether the Isser Tevel is a separate Isser, an Isser B'fnei Atzmai, or whether the Isser Tevel is all because of the Taruvus Truma Shabbai. And he quotes the Lashon of Rashi in Yevamah Daf Pei Vav, which is Takamashma like this, that since in every Kri of Dagon, there's a Chelek that's supposed to become Truma, and that hasn't been separated out yet, so it's Mu'uruv in the whole Kriya, and that Taruvus is what Asr is the whole Kriya, and that's the Yisoy, that's the alumnus of the Yisr Tavel. Avad, according to that Rashi in Yevamis, you wouldn't be able to say like the Nedvi Huda and like the Rid, that there's two separate Shiurim. If what's making the Yisr Tavel is that what you're supposed to be Mafresh as Truma is Mu'uruv by, then Avad, to be Masakin the Yisr Tavel, you have to remove everything that you're supposed to remove. So to go and say that you can be mistaken in this tavel by removing a little bit, but the truma that you were supposed to remove is really more than that, l'cheira forces you to say like the other side in the Asan Darayis Chakira, that the tavel is a bazundere isra and not because of the teruvus truma shabai.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shirim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlimis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.